Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
God's dear grace in an extraordinary place,
right here in the USA,
where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
I hope you got up this morning and said, thank you, good Lord. I live in this great country called the USA.
I did, as a matter of
fact. And even better, I live where I live in the USA. Right?
Right.
Amongst the good, yes, God-fearing.
Yes. Amen to that.
Freedom-loving, constitutional, grasping Americans. We revere that Constitution.
After having spent some time in the hinterland, that's why I moved back here.
There you go.
I can tell you from first-hand experience. Run out of those cities all you can.
You escaped from the wolf.
Yes, I did.
Same. Todd, the radio god has an... He's got his orange on today. You going to go deer hunting or what?
Well, I'm going to be down with the folks in Ashley with their steak fry they do every year. So
I brought mine.
I'll be hanging out with deer hunters, but I won't actually be hunting because I'll actually be playing radio. But
it's all the good gigs going to Ashley.
Ashley, join me for the steak fry. But yeah.
There you go. I brought mine too.
And Kevin's got his on. Scott, where's yours?
Feel a little naked without the orange hat here today.
I'm heading to the stand on Saturday morning.
No, you're rolling.
There you
Minnesota,
go.
Minnesota rifle opener on Saturday.
Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice. So, some more good news, folks.
Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Joe Biden hasn't figured out he's the reason they're losing.
I thought you said he had news.
The rapidly rising.
I didn't get it.
He has analyzed the results of the election in Virginia and elsewhere as, we need to get things done. We got to get more of my agenda going here.
Oh, that's it.
Can't make it up. You can't make it up. So, double down, Joe. Just keep doubling down, and then we will see more of the same.
Yeah.
Over the next year. By the way, there's races we haven't talked about, but New York, Long Island, Republican surge. I kid you not.
Oh, yeah. Yes. All across the country.
Big numbers.
You can't just look at Virginia.
There's judges.
Yeah.
There's attorney city general candidates.
Yep. Seattle city attorney.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they don't get it. Now, they say they don't get it, and they're doubling down on their agenda. But Peter Ducey at the press conference yesterday, if you call it a press conference, it's kind of a Joe mumbling, and you hope to get something coherent out of it. But he said, you know, what's this report about you're going to pay migrant families $450,000, and old Joe said it's not going to happen. So now the left is totally flipping out. Wait a minute! They were separated! ACLU wants this moolah, you know?
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
So, let's go, Brandon!
That's a good sign. My third good sign... You ready for this?
Yeah.
There's a billboard right now in Bismarck. Let's go, Brandon.
Yes.
And it's up on in the big lights. And Brandon, Minnesota.
Did you see that? Yeah.
Has of course, you come into, you know, community and it says, here's where you are, and the population of Minnesota is slapped down there. And somebody said, I think that needs some additional treatment. That city city limit sign at Brandon, and so they added a little homemade "Let's Go" right above Brandon.
There you go. Very
that's
nice.
That's going viral now. So there you go.
Now, and by the way, on behalf of all of the residents and city leaders in the city of Brandon, please don't steal the signs. Size, right where they are. Leave them there.
Exactly right.
Thank you. Take pictures. Leave it there.
You want to know what CNN's talking about right now?
Oh, boy.
Some January 6th rally attendees win local races.
Are you talking about the deadly insurrection?
It's a John McGuire in Virginia, former Navy SEAL.
The deadly insurrection.
The former Navy SEAL, and they're trying to make a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they go back and find on their Facebook page, wait a minute! Wait a minute! They were using their First Amendment rights! None of these people were in the Capitol. They weren't part of that charade. Tucker Carlson has done a great job. Tucker Carlson originals. You have to go to Fox Nation to get them. But he's got a three-part series breaking down the things that it is so criminal. And folks, if you don't think all of that was designed to do just exactly what they're doing, then I have a bridge to sell you somewhere to nowhere. It's just unbelievable. It literally, CNN is right now going through local races in Ohio, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, where people that were at a rally, to stop the steal, to scrutinize the election results. And let's talk about that a minute. A lot of analysis on this related to, well, wait a minute, how is it this guy in Virginia won if they're putting their thumb on the scale in these races?
Yep.
Two scenarios there. Nothing to see here. Elections are lily white. They're fine. They're hunky-dory. Don't need to worry about these machines, algorithms, none of that. Or somebody somewhere says there's too many people watching.
Yep.
We best pull our horns in here a little bit.
Virginia got rid of the Dominion machines. They used the scanners and paper ballots. I did some research on that. So Dominion wasn't a part of it. They had watchers everywhere.
Bottom line is you can't do enough audits. And the audits go beyond just taking a piece of paper and saying, is it or isn't it? It is every level. And we need election integrity. We do. There was a whole host of things using the pandemic to get exactly what Democrats dream of, that is, allow anybody in. I forget if it was New Jersey or Virginia. I think it was New Jersey. James O'Keefe, the guy from Veritas.
Oh, yep. Project Veritas, yep.
They're at some polling place, and a guy comes in and says, I'm not a citizen. I'm from Ireland, but I voted in the presidential election, so can I vote now? And one lady at the polling place is telling him, no, you can't. You're not registered. You know. Another lady says, no. Remember, we're supposed to give everybody a ballot. It is law in New Jersey. You can't hand somebody a ballot unless they're an eligible voter.
Yeah.
And this other lady say, no. Remember, we're giving them to anybody that asks.
Rules? You don't need no stinking rules.
It clearly was made up as they go. So if you don't think these things are happening, and again, the one thing you can do in defending that is have more people watching. And I'm telling you, especially folks in Minnesota, where we know of firsthand things like Al Franken winning a Senate race by 300 votes because they found some ballots in a trunk. Gosh, anyway, you're a patriot if you say, I can't run for office. I can't be on the school board, but I'm going to volunteer to be a poll watcher at elections. That's victory. That's victory. That's how these things are, I guess you erect a wall of common sense against this stuff. So, a lot to celebrate. A lot to celebrate, and we must, folks. We absolutely must. You got to take a victory when you get it, savor it a little bit, and say, aha. And again, the good news is they think they didn't do enough woke stuff. You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. We have a big question today. What is woke? I know it when I see it, but I'm kind of curious how folks define woke. Are there people that are woke in your circles? I mean, I can point to plenty of things that are downright scary woke, but I don't know that I know anybody that I would like see it, the P PTA meeting or, you know, at the volleyball game or that you like point and say, well, that person's woke. You guys have woke people in your circles?
I'm sorry, but woke is what happens after the coffee's kicked in. That's woke.
Then you woke up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's
There's
how I define woke.
A, yeah, I have a few in my outer circle. Yeah.
Do you?
A friend of ours is a teacher down in the cities, and he's very, very pro defund the police business and touchy feely, and feelings and emotions should drive everything we do. And
interesting,
you know,
a few in inner city Minneapolis that I would consider woke and all that, but not too many that are defund the police people. They're
full on woke. Anyway, that's the question of the day here today on the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. As always, 258-0550. What is on your mind? My question of the day, what is woke? You know people that are woke. You tell me, what is woke to you? We're brought to you today by our friends at PetraServe USA, Home Cook and Grab-and-Go Convenience. Today, any size coffee or cappuccino at all their locations, 49 cents. 4 for $4 deal, a pizza, 2 homemade cookies, and a soda, $4. PetraServe USA has the lowest price fuel. Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There are some who want to divide us, and we must not let that happen. They would like us to believe we are back in 1963 when my father came. We can live where we want. We can eat where we want. We own the water fountains. We have had a black president elected not once but twice, and here I am, living proof.
That is Winsome Sears is her name. She's the lieutenant governor of Virginia. That race wasn't close. They called that early. Great story. Now, Guarantee if she had a D behind her name, this woman would be a household name today.
All right.
She'd be in every newspaper, yes, on every evening newscast.
That's a great point.
And, yeah, we're just kind of, nothing to see here, nothing to see here, which is good, folks. This is just good. You know, it is. It's, you can't last being phony. You can't last. It'd be like any of us here on the radio just saying stuff for effect, trying to get the phones to ring, you know, trying to stir things up. But we didn't really believe what we say. You know, we're just kind of, you know, that game won't last. They will be found out, and they are all the time.
No substance there. There's no meat on the bone.
Colorado School Board. Douglas County, I don't know exactly where that's at, voted out their school board members. I mean, I can pick all across the USA some things that say, wow, an awakening. And you know what? That's what we need. We need an awakening of not frustration and anger and we're mad and we're sad and we're down in the dumps because of what's happening. We need people saying, all right, what do I do? What do I do? Roll up the sleeves. Let's go to work. If you want to roll up your sleeves and say, you know, I want to make sure that my home, my workplace, is as clean as it can be. Any virus in the air, any bacteria, any mold, I want to zap it. You can do it with the pros at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They're the indoor air quality experts. They've been at this for generations. Remember sick building syndrome? It used to be a thing, and it was all about air exchange. They were on that front. H.A. Thompson & Sons can help. Indoor air quality, the schools are using this, long-term care is using this, and it is working. Bars and restaurants using it with no traceable cases back to them. Check out your options. Full price range, all kinds of different ways to get levels to do it. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Monty Tioga, what's on your mind, Monty?
Well, Scott, I've left messages on your recording twice. It really aggravates the living devil out of me when you call somebody that is part of your radio staff the radio god. I don't care if you call him the radio devil or the radio pope, but there is one God, and I don't appreciate it, and if you don't and can't learn how to quit it, I will quit your stations.
Now, Todd says often, the one that has been bestowed with this nickname from decades ago, small g.
Yeah, I'm right, very Todd? Adamant about that.
You know what? I don't care if you use small g or not.
Sure, I understand.
Is referring to God, and I am sick and tired of it.
Well, so as
and
you know,
I don't care if you don't care about my vote or for your station or not. I live right here at Tioga where we have one of your stations. Yep. I don't need it if you can't quit it.
Monty, appreciate your opinion, and that's how you're hearing it and receiving it, so it doesn't do me any good to try and explain it, but I'll tell you, when I say it, I am not elevating Todd Mitchell to some deity here. I'm not, one true God. I believe it with every fiber of my being. He sent a son who died for us to save us. That's what I believe in my heart of hearts. But I hear you and appreciate you sharing that point. Brad in Fargo has a definition of someone that's woke for us. This will be good. I want to hear what woke is in your eyes, Brad.
Okay, my definition is a person driving down the road in a brand new Tesla by themselves with a mask on and the windows all rolled up.
Good point.
But you don't know how smelly their car might be, so.
It's kind of the COVID careful stuff. You know, there's just walking around outside with a mask on. Like, really?
I know you're all alone, nowhere near anybody, but wearing a mask.
I think I've told the story on the air one day. I was at the parking lot of some big box store, and there were three, four, I don't know, I'd say early 20s, strapping young men. And they're in the bed of the pickup, outside, standing up just shooting the bull. You know, kind of like 20-somethings do, right? And they all have masks on. Now, mind you, this was, sort of in the middle of the COVID stuff, and I couldn't help but I walked by him and said, just kind of curious, why are you guys wearing masks outside? And he quickly took them off and like, ah, oh, kind of just forgot, you know, whatever, didn't know. This is, in my mind, very dangerous. Not that, you know, they were doing themselves any harm or that, you know, whatever. They just, you know, kind of claimed, I just, you know, we're going to go in. So we put them on and didn't really think about it. But they're sitting there talking to each other outside, open air with these on. What's dangerous to me is that this is what much of America has become. Sheeple. That's the number one thing I can point to from the whole pandemic, that people just say, somebody told me to do it, so I'm going to do it. To not question it, to not ask, whoa, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. What's the reason for that? What's the science behind it? You know, to at least ask for a reason. So I think you picked a good one there, Brad. Inside.
Thank you, Scott.
In their vehicle, all alone. It happens to be a Tesla. All right, we need more definitions of woke just like that. Thank you, Brad. Alan Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Al.
Well, I just got a comment. I'm not a strong supporter at all of masks, but if a business says to wear them, I wear them. But these people saying, oh, I see some idiot with a mask on in a car outside. Well, I wear hearing aids. And when I leave one store going to the other, I leave my mask on simply because it peels my hearing aids off when I take it off. And that's so. I don't think it's anybody's damn business why I'm wearing a mask, but that is my reason for doing it.
Yeah, I know. There's reasons. A good point. You know, on, off, and you got.
Well, yeah.
I'm the same way with glasses, man. It's just like, oh, what a. I look like a. I should be on candid camera when I'm fumbling around, taking a mask off, putting it on, and the glasses are going all kittywampus, and you know. But I do.
My point is, don't knock people for doing it. There's usually a reason.
All alone in a car. Would you like drive a long ways like that?
Oh no, I wouldn't. But yeah. How do you know how far I drove or what? You know, that's my reason for wearing a mask. If I got to jump the human arts or run the cash wise, it's just as you can leave my mask on and not have to reposition my hearing aids when they take it off.
All right, Al.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it's just a different perspective. We ought to remember that you really don't know. You're lying about walking a mile in somebody's shoes, that's for sure. What is woke? Woke is a ballot question that says, do you want to end the police department? That's woke, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah.
That question was on the ballot in Minneapolis. We're going to ask the former sheriff of Hennepin County what he thinks about that. And then we're going to get back to the question of the day, what is woke? And there's some people on the left, even crazy serpent liberals like James Carville,
ooh,
they're saying, I don't know. This is not good. So we're going to talk about that. Dak Diesel, one of our fine sponsors here today. If you don't have the additive, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars. Find out more at DakDiesel.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran has said it will resume nuclear talks on November 29th in Austria's capital, Vienna. Six rounds of talks with China, Russia, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom in Vienna, with the United States participating indirectly. The World Health Organization on Wednesday approved Indian drug maker Bharat Biotech's Covaxin COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The approval should help with global coronavirus vaccine supplies, particularly those in low-income countries. Philadelphia's public health department said certain providers will begin administering COVID-19 vaccine to ages 5 through 11 immediately. The CDC recommended the two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for the least affected age group late Tuesday. Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy was re-elected governor of New Jersey by a slim margin, overcoming an early deficit by GOP challenger Jack Cittarelli. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a three-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I was thinking during the break that the Tesla driver, separated from the mask side of it, but just the Tesla driver thinking, I'm driving down the road on clean energy. There's wokeism right there, just from the whole why do you buy a electric powered vehicle? But my favorite part is the joke's on them, because coal is what powers the electricity for the vehicle. Hello.
Yeah,
it can't make it up. Joe Manchin is a warrior for coal. We're going to clip of him on MSNBC this morning saying, hey, you don't like coal, and so you think it's a good idea to shut down affordable, reliable energy here. Guess what? China is building coal plants. Why? So, I don't know why that isn't in our DNA everywhere. Every time you hear somebody say, oh, I got coal, fossil fuels. Wait a minute here. We're taking out our economy. We're removing baseload, always on, reliable, affordable energy.
Yeah.
And China's doing the exact opposite.
So you're saying question everything?
I think that's the deal. We need to question everything. Don in Riverdale, Jerry in Fargo on deck, and Grant Ryan behind him on What's on Your Mind. After we chat with the sheriff, former sheriff of Hennepin County, about the ultimate in woke, thinking you shouldn't have a police department. Now, that is flat-on woke. But I have to tell you, I don't know one person that thinks that way. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know them, but I don't like go out and have a cup of coffee or see somebody at some... You know, a band. Hey, Kevin, how are you? Todd, how you been?
Hey, Ilhan. Hey, how's it going? Are we having coffee today?
I don't. So, I pray that it is a real fringe element. Yeah. Anyway, what isn't fringe is the fact that COVID has changed our lives. People are being told their job is not essential because they didn't follow the rules. If your family's well-being is being threatened by unconstitutional vaccine mandates, there's some folks that want you to know you're not alone. Find out more about what they're doing at the WeThePeopleND.com website. And Monday, is it .org? My sheet says .com.
It is .com. I'm sorry. Yep.
You're interrupting me?
I'm sorry.
Throwing me off my game.
I want to make sure you got it right.
Check it out right now. Just make sure. WeThePeopleND.com. Anyway, you can find out more about them. They're holding a rally, We the People rally, Monday, or days away from this, on the steps of the state capitol in Bismarck. All the details are at WeThePeopleND.com. Noon to 2 Monday, state capitol, Bismarck, okay? Just wanted you to know that. Former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek is here to talk about another element of election night this week that has us with a little glimmer of hope. Sheriff, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Doing great. The sheriff also is a board member of Foundation for Minnesota's Future, and I feel a little better about Minnesota's future when the epicenter of woke and blue Minnesota rejects this idea by a vote of 57 to 42 or whatever it was to end policing as we know it down in the cities. What was your takeaway, Sheriff?
Well, I think this abolish and defund movement of local police is a failed experiment, as evidenced here Tuesday night in Minneapolis when that ballot initiative to abolish and defund the Minneapolis Police Department was overwhelmingly defeated by the residents of Minneapolis. They spoke up. They made it happen. We should be supporting our law enforcement in this time, not just the opposite.
Why do you think that happened?
You know, I think the far left, to a large degree, decided that this was an issue they wanted to take on. And I think over the last 18 months, they figured out this isn't so good. Certainly the fear of crime was the biggest issue in these municipal elections, at least here in Minnesota, Minneapolis itself, elsewhere across the country. But, you know, our residents asked, well, shall I stay living in the city? The business owners asked, shall I try and grow my business in the city? And everybody kept saying, well, can I rely on the police to keep me safe? And the answer was, no, you can't. You know, crime is skyrocketing. Our murders are 2.5 times what their normal rate should be if there was a normal rate. Carjackings, robberies, people hit by gunfire. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened over the last 12 to 18 months in Minneapolis. And their elected officials said, we don't need you. Let's abolish and defund.
Same people
let's replace you with social workers.
Same people who looked the other way as Minneapolis burned during the riots led by thugs, bungled while people were saying, hey, we need the National Guard. Looked the other way as they're overtaking government buildings and looting things. And that's just so your take is that enough people just say no. No. We can't do this. We need less crime, not more crime, and connected that to their law enforcement officer. That's why the overwhelming victory.
You know, I believe that there was a true disconnect between the elected officials, meaning the city council members, all 13 of them, and the residents themselves. There were some residents that wanted this to happen. The vast majority of the funding for this initiative, because it costs a lot of money to get it on the ballot and the advertising for it, 80%+ of that money did not come from the residents of Minneapolis. It came from outside. This was a national movement. This was something that others wanted. And it cost five of those city council members their reelection bids, which is a good thing. It was time for them to go, move on, bring in some more reasonable folks that can work with the residents themselves. And there was no plan. There was a vision. But there was no plan for this.
When you look at your time as Hennepin County Sheriff compared to now, you touched on this earlier, this crime wave. What's the reason behind that? What's going on there?
You know, I shake my head every day. I've been a cop for 37 years. I've been retired now for a couple. I was a Minneapolis police officer for 25 years. I was Commissioner of Public Safety for the state of Minnesota and sheriff for the last 12 years of the county. And I look at the crime and I think, you know, when I served as sheriff, violent crime went down 38% across the county in those 12 years. And then I look in the last 18, 24 months, and violent crime is up 30-40%+ collectively across the county. And I say, what changed? What happened? It's the same people living in the city. The most significant change, I think, was the rhetoric and the support from their elected officials. Just think about it. 900 men and women supposedly work for the Minneapolis Police Department. They're down to 550 or so because 350 have left. They've said, I've had enough. I'm out of here. I don't have the support. But your bosses, the 13 council members, say, we don't support you. we don't want you. Let's get rid of you. And what would other employees do? What would your listeners do?
Defies logic. And it goes to our question. I mean, that's the definition of woke right there. When you think, you know, let's have law enforcement have less guns and, you know, go out there and interact with folks in traffic stops without using a gun. And let's not call it the police department. Let's call it the Department of Public Safety because we want to, you know, have less confrontation with thugs.
Well, I get the best woke for you, Scott. This will knock your socks off, right? I mean, woke is those same elected city council members who want to abolish and defund their police department and leave their residents in the lurch with crime, murders, gunshots skyrocketing. They hire their own private security at taxpayer expense. Would that qualify for that definition?
Yeah,
of woke?
I think so. I think that's textbook, right out of the dictionary.
And they get the woke award.
They get the woke award. But do you know people that are, you know, you sit across the table from them and they're that flat? I mean, I get bleeding heart liberals, you know, this idea that, oh, you know, we have a racist history or whatever. You know, there's people that think that, but flat on woke, a Marxist, you know, wanting this country to fail. I don't have a lot of people in my circle. You're living a very different part of Minnesota than I grew up in, even in West Central Minnesota, or now, where we're at, western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota. I mean, do you see this as a force, you know, a political movement that has any kind of numbers behind its agenda?
You know, again, police officer for 37 years. I was born and raised in Minneapolis. I'm not unlike many of your listeners, the men and women I worked with in law enforcement, not unlike many of your listeners, probably are many of your listeners. And I think about this and I say, well, what's the difference? I don't understand the movement across the country to abolish and defund. I understand when they say, look, we need to continue to build trust with the community. We need strategies for community-based policing. But local law enforcement, you know, they work within the boundaries that the citizens, the residents set for them. And everybody says, well, we want the police to be held accountable and we want fair policing. Scott, you would agree with that, right?
Of course.
We want the police to be held accountable and we want fair policing. But no one, not one person ever said we need to get rid of the police other than this small group who are very vocal and continue to move this forward. I fear that, you know, the initiative on Tuesday night, November 2 in Minneapolis was just the beginning. Clearly, if it had passed in Minneapolis, it would be coming to a major U.S. city near the rest of your listeners sometime very soon. It may still be on track. They just happened to fail in Minneapolis because you couldn't control the skyrocketing crime when you don't have police, when you abolish and defund them, when you reduce their staffing levels.
Meanwhile, Minneapolis is a very different city right now because of it. Less people are going to Twins games, Vikings games, the restaurants downtown. I mean, this is having a ripple effect on the businesses and the city and all of it, isn't it?
Well, Minneapolis is like a lot of major U.S. cities. It's the economic engine, the economic hub for a large part of the state of Minnesota. You know, although they're a little less than 400,000 residents, there's a couple hundred thousand more that come downtown during the day or used to come downtown during the day. To go to work, it was, like I said, the economic engine from the Vikings to the Timberwolves. You know, and it's just not happening anymore. People are afraid. They don't want, why they can choose other places to go. Why would they come downtown?
Thanks for being a voice of reason, Sheriff. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your service as law enforcement over those years as rank and file police officer and later sheriff. All the best to you.
Keep continuing to support the men and women in law enforcement. They deserve our support.
Sure do. Easy for us, not for all.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first. So you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers. Sean Spicer's new Radical Nation blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real socialist plan for America. President Trump says you must read this book. Newt Gingrich says Radical Nation can stop the far left. For the first Radical Nation reveals Biden's socialist plan, the stuff you'll never see on the big networks. Massive spending, inflation soaring, a border in crisis, new dangers with China. Sean Spicer knows Washington's insider secrets. He reveals them in Radical Nation. What Sean and Lindsay Keith each weekday on Newsmax, Spicer and Company at 5 Central on all major cable channels. Or find Newsmax on streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. And make sure you get Radical Nation, a number one Amazon bestseller. It's at bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer for Radical Nation. Save almost $28. Go to RadicalNation411.com. RadicalNation411.com and the free offer for Sean Spicer's Radical Nation.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you made the switcheroo yet to Patriot Mobile? What the heck are you waiting for? How often do you get a chance to say, you know what? I'm not giving my money to people who hate me any longer. I don't care how good the supposed service is. And the best news about Patriot Mobile is you're buying from a company that is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, but they have great coverage, broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they actually use the same towers as all the major carriers. Trust me on this one thing. The minute you switch, you're just going to go, oh, that feels good. Is that any good? When you say, you know what? I'm not going to go into that big box store anymore. Costco. Kind of a cool store. Costco is so woke, you can't believe it. Look what they give their money to. Everything you buy there allows them to extend the woke agenda. So at what point do we start saying, eh, I don't care. They save a buck or two. They got nice stuff. They're woke. Not going to do it. So, Patriot Mobile, again, same towers as all the major carriers. They have all kinds of plans to fit any budget. Discounts for first responders and veterans. Multi-line accounts. But best of all, you're supporting a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. Wow. What's not to love right there? They have a great 100% U.S.-based customer support team. They make everything easy. So call them at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. That's right, 972-PATRIOT. Online at patriotmobile.com/flag family. All right, I'm keeping track of folks that agree with Monty and Tioga about being offended that Todd Mitchell has a nickname of Todd the Radio God. And so far, the supporters of that, in the name of, look, it's funny. It's you got to have a sense of humor, are winning. Oh, boy, it's called humor, says one listener. Take it with a grain of salt, my friend. Another says, Todd, the Radio God is okay. You're not going to please everyone. Thank you for your work. There you go. Let's get back to the call here. Jeremy in Fargo. What's on your mind, Jeremy?
Yeah, I just want to ask a couple questions on your opinion on something. So we basically live in the in a republic, that democratic process where all of our voices are in our vote. I see people that are voted in like 2+ years that have the they hear these far left policies and cave into emotions and institute policy without the pulse of the rest of the folks that are affected by the community. I'm kind of curious on your thoughts of like some sort of survey or pulse from these communities or councils or boards on issues or ideas so that people have a vote in this idea, not just the squeaky wheel that is whining for a change like instituting trans bathrooms, right? But the majority of the people, as the democratic process would normally work, would be able to have some sort of say. The same with these like outrageous bills that our representatives don't even have enough time to read, but make the choice for us without even getting engaged with the community opinion that may outweigh some of the majority desire with by a huge margin. Some of these issues come up after we even vote on them. We never thought to ask these representatives what their opinion was about X. And just for, some other ideas that companies have internal meetings where their voices or their employees have this live pulse in real time where they can, vote negative or positive on some of these issues in real time. I probably work for one of the top woke companies here, and I have more scars on my tongue from biting it so much that I'm surprised I can even talk at all. The majority of the non-woke folks that try to be part of this diverse and inclusion but are not included because apparently that inclusiveness or diverseness of thought is not apparent.
Yeah, I think you describe a symptom of what got us to this place, Jeremy. And it is citizen.
I know that was a lot.
Engagement? No, but I share your frustration. I don't know what the easy answer is other than people, read some poll numbers the other day about people that don't know basic things about our Constitution. I put a lot of this back on education, lack of critical thinking. Wait a minute here. What
if we had some place to kind of give our leaders a pulse of what we're thinking, or if they decide like, hey, we're hearing these minorities speak out, minority opinions, not like minority people.
We do, though. We have that ability. And by the way, in North Dakota, I can't think of a better state to live. To be able to do that, because senators,
I know,
congressmen, governors, lieutenant governors, legislators, they're among us. They aren't in any bubble. But I don't think many people take the time to do it with a thoughtful, hey, have you thought about this? I think that's just the citizen engagement, and you'd fix a lot of that. Well said, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Don in Riverdale, let me get you in here before our next break. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Scott. Hey, Todd, you are the God. Don't worry about it. I forgot to say that. But, hey, we got to come up with a name for Bill because Bill Barker's the one that came up with that name. But
he is. Anyway, you're exactly right, Don.
Hey, I drive truck. I've been driving for 37 years, okay? There's this shortage of stuff, of parts and all the goods and stuff. It affects us, too. We've got trucks that have been sitting for over 2 months waiting for one part. It's in such short supply that they're not manufacturing them fast enough. They can't get anything in to make them. And, going out to California, there's a lot of truck drivers that do not want anything to do with that state because they're so nasty against trucks. The regulatory stuff is just outrageous out there.
There again, though, drip, 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 drip. Keep adding the regulations. Keep adding new rules, and there's more coming now. More coming on the training requirements beginning in February. We talked about that yesterday. And then we say, gosh, we have a supply chain problem. Well, no kidding. You know, this is a self-inflicted wound. You're exactly right, Don. Keep fighting, though. Keep telling the truth. Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool and Table Studio to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.